This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. So, wait a minute. I gotta play this, man, because we was talking about Sly and the Family Stone yesterday. Rest in peace to Sly Stone. And I gotta play the music, man, talk about this, man. I might make this on. Maybe I'll start doing the mixtape under this, man.
This is great.
Yeah. So yesterday I watched the Sly Stone documentary, which is called Sly Lives, and that was on Hulu. And it's
fun. One that's produced by Questlove, right?
Yes, I think so. It just dropped in February.
Yeah, that's the one. I mean, Andre 3000 was in there.
A lot of people. D'Angelo.
Yeah, some folks in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in there. And somebody that was in there that was actually part of the group is a guy, you can actually hear him on the bass. He playing the bass on this.
Yeah.
Larry Graham.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching. I'm like, damn, that looked like Drake Daddy. And I looked up. I do what I do. I went to my trusted source, which is Wikipedia.
That's right.
Of course.
That's right. And the most trusted source in all sources, right? That right, Lopez?
You're darn right.
Yeah. So I looked up Larry Graham. And what do you know? His brother is Dennis Graham,
correct,
which is Drake's dad.
Correct.
Okay.
So I'm like, damn, okay. I'm like, I thought that was, I ain't going to say I got more respect for Drake, but
wow.
I do. No,
I'm not saying that.
No, I do feel like, you know, he do have that musical gene or that entertainment gene in him because, you know, his pops was also a musician and his uncle. It kind of got me thinking. I'm like, I wonder if he ever met old Larry Graham.
Oh.
I wonder if he met his uncle before.
I feel like probably. Yeah.
But he just established a relationship with his dad currently, kind of, though. Because his dad was a Rolling Stone a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not part of the group, but he was out in these streets. So I wonder if he, like, met his uncles and
somewhere
people
down
on his
the line,
side.
You would think, right?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah,
but the documentary was pretty good, man. I didn't realize how big Sly and the Family Stone was. I know that's crazy to say, but I didn't realize how much of a crossover act he was.
Yeah,
because to me, I think of him as just funk, and my dad, that was one of my dad's favorite groups.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize he had them white people on lock, man. He
had everybody.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, man, to the point they didn't even know what genre he was playing.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't know if it was rock and roll, it was funk.
Right.
They ain't know what it was.
Right.
But it's a good documentary. I'll say check it out, man.
What's it called?
It's called Sly Lives.
Sly Lives.
Yeah,
that'll be easy.
I think it's
current
if you are streaming, I think it's currently on Hulu.
Okay. Yeah, it's on Hulu.
So yeah, I've been meaning to actually get run that, and I just haven't had an opportunity. There's a fantastic reason to now, obviously, with the passing of Sly Stone, just like Figgy did.
Yeah, so check it out when you get the chance. Submit safe in the Loop Sports Radio 610. We gotta talk about these stupid ass criminals, man.
They tend to be stupid.
Yeah,
are we talking about the ones that went in the Astrodome or
nah? This one.
Hey, whatever happened to our New Orleans peeps, man? Or is it's all?
I did see a slight update. I heard they arrested the guy Derrick Groves. No, they didn't arrest him. They arrested his girlfriend.
Massey was the other one?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't think anybody been caught yet, but they did arrest the girlfriend, Derrick Groves.
Okay.
How long are we working at this point?
This has been a minute.
It's been a long time, man. It's been way too long for my comfort, man. Yeah. So they did arrest her, which I feel like they just trying to shake her up a little bit. Yeah. Like, where are they at?
Yeah.
So we're 5 days away from it being a whole month.
Wow.
We're 5 days short of a month from the actual jailbreak. And we still got...
That's actually impressive.
Two of these cats are still out here floating.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm a jailbreak expert by any means, but I wouldn't have assumed there's a couple still out there a month later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, it's crazy. I keep y'all updated if I hear anything. But this stupid criminal is a different stupid criminal. So apparently a 21-year-old guy in Florida got arrested for misusing 911. Mm-hmm. Do you want to know what he did?
Yes, I do.
Oh, no.
So he called 911 after he claimed that the strip club ripped him off because there were no sets in the champagne room.
That's like, if you have never been in a booty club, you know that that's a rule.
Yeah, and the reason I want to point his age out, because he's 21 years old, and Chris Rock actually had a PSA, aka a song, about sets in the champagne room.
Okay.
And clearly he wasn't around during that time, but I think he just got to understand what Chris Rock was saying right here.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen of the GED class of 1999, I have one piece of advice for you. No matter what a stripper tells you, there's no sex in the champagne room. None. Oh, there's champagne in the champagne room.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm, but you tracks. Don't want champagne. You want sex. And there's no sex in the champagne room. No matter what you think of what I'm saying.
Have you heard this song before?
This
was a song back in 99, I want to say.
No sex in the champagne room.
This is Chris Rock's song.
Oh my God.
Wait for the hook. There you go.
Just to make sure that the lesson lands home for you.
Yes, exactly. The message is received.
Yeah. So he thought, okay, so first and foremost, obviously, like, he did not understand the lesson that he should have learned a long time ago. But why did he think calling 911 was the way to handle that?
Because he was wasted, probably.
Yeah, so he called 911 and he said a staff member, he gave a staff member $300 and they took him to the back private room, which was the champagne room package.
Yeah.
And they didn't do anything with him.
Oh, so he thought he was hurt. He thought that he got scammed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's probably, he's young.
No, I know. But my thing about it is, I feel like there's different types of people. When you feel like you got scammed, I don't know that's the way that, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Now, I do want to shoot him some bail, no pun intended, because he is from Saudi Arabia. So they don't really, I don't think they have strip clubs and stuff like that there, unless it's some underworld type stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's some underworld type stuff where he did pay money to have sex in the champagne room. And in America, that's not how it works.
Or maybe he came to America thinking, hey, we about to make this crack.
Right.
There's places you could have gone for that. Do better research. Hey, go to Nevada, right? You can go to one of them brothels and get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
However, the place, you said this was in Florida?
Yeah, this is in Florida.
Of all the places, bro.
Yeah.
Go
to where, Kraft had his massage.
All right.
That was in Florida?
That was in Florida, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, you did say Florida and you didn't say Miami, because I feel like people, typically when people say, well, want to talk about Miami, they'll say Miami and not Florida.
You could probably get some sets in the champagne room in Miami.
I don't know one way or the other, but one thing I definitely know is I don't know how much you actually want to have that in just generic Florida as opposed to Miami or the Southern Florida in general. Like, were you in Opelousas? Like, where were you, right? Like, were you in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah.
Were you in Orlando? And were you in Tampa?
And I feel like being in the strip club, $300, that might be a little too light if you want to take it a step further.
Yeah, I would have to guess so. Yeah,
I think you probably got to get a little high. You got to pay a little more money.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you take a trip home or something. I don't know.
Do we? You say he's from Saudi Arabia. Was he like? Is he like here? Is he stationed here? Is he going to school out here? Or did he fly out for this?
I'm not sure.
I'm wondering if it's like he's loaded. He's got a lot of money.
And if he's loaded, $300 is what you thought was going to get done?
They probably said, "Hey, $300 for the champagne room," so he paid him.
And then you were so upset that you called the police. Like, yeah, it's not adding up. My thing about it is if you got it like that and the 300 goes and you're like, damn, all right, I messed up.
Yeah.
Let's take another 300 and go make a shake somewhere else. Like, that feels like the mindset and mentality
of
somebody who's trying to make something happen.
He probably just young, just didn't know what was going on, and he expected this, and they didn't do it. But, so salute to him, man. Hopefully he understand there's no sex in the champagne.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I feel like
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Like, it's coming up on 10 years since I've been living here.
Huh, and is it really?
Yeah, so in 2026, it would be 10 years around this time when I first moved to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like it just happened. It felt like I haven't been here that long.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of want to go through the things that happened 10 years ago this week.
Okay.
And I want to see if y'all feel a little old or be like, damn, that was that long?
I haven't even looked at them that much. And
you already feel old?
I can tell you right now, we're all going to feel old.
Yeah.
10 years goes by like nothing.
So I told you I was watching basketball from 10 years ago. Yeah. It's an entirely different game.
So you said you was watching basketball 10 years ago? So you must have been watching LeBron James and the Cavs in the finals against Golden State Warriors the first time. So this was the first championship game between these two. And then they later on to go four more times. I think people kind of got a little sick of it.
That was eventually the start of the dynasty.
That was the start of the dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
And also, American Pharoah won the Triple Crown.
That's right.
Yeah.
10 years ago this
week. I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was the first time since 1978.
Yeah.
That Horace won the Triple Crown.
Affirmed?
A who?
Affirmed was in 1978.
What, buddy.
I don't know why you're looking at me like
there's not
I'm
a lot of things from 1978 that I absolutely know. The horse that won the Triple Crown in 1970, I'll do the Googles for you if you don't mind. I'll do that for you. That's what I can promise you.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 years ago this week, Brad and Angelina Jolie were still together.
Oh, wow. Well, of course, that could have been 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 8 years ago.
Well, it was 10 years ago, but they did file for divorce a year later. And it wasn't finalized. I didn't know this part until 2024.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, that was a long ass fight right there.
Mm-hmm. It was affirmed. So your memory serves you well again. My memory does not, as apparently I said Tuscaloosa when I thought I was saying Tallahassee.
Oh, yeah.
Tuscaloosa's in Alabama.
Yeah.
All right,
we got it.
Yeah. So
did you just not want to embarrass me?
10 years ago this week, Kim Kardashian rented out the Staples Center, not the Crypto.com Center. The Staples Center for Kanye's 38th birthday.
A lot of things happening there.
And, you want to know who he's playing basketball with?
Yes.
He's playing basketball with Justin Bieber.
Of course.
Rapper Tyga and Russell Westbrook and some more people.
Russell Westbrook?
Were they paid to be here? Like,
Russell Westbrook.
I was looking at this list. I'm like, damn, everybody he's playing basketball with little wash right now, man.
In various different ways, yes.
Yeah, I remember this. Now, this one does seem like it just happened a few years ago. And not 10 years ago.
Yeah, I did not remember it.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, they done already dissolved that marriage, and Kanye is an entirely different person. Well, not entirely, but it's a largely different person, at least in our public imaginations. What a time.
Yeah, also 10 years ago, this is my favorite right here, because I did not know this, but apparently the world found out that the kids from the Brady Bunch were all hooking up behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. We always suspected it.
So the lady who played Cindy said it was a lot of makeout sessions. So Cindy and Bobby was making out. Yeah. Jan and Peter was making out.
They're not actually related, Lopez.
I know they're not
actually
related.
And the thing that you also got to remember is they at work all the time. Like, what is...
No. My head is telling me, well, they were not actually brother and sister, but yeah.
Hey, man, what is the most easy signal as to whether people would get together? Mm-hmm. Proximity.
Yes.
Proximity is factor number one. And they at work all the time, and they the only kids at work? Are the only ones of the same age?
I would love to see how often this happens. I'm sure it happens a lot.
Buddy,
yeah.
You can ruin a lot of your favorite children's shows or, you know, I guess teenage or what have you. Finding out what they was doing. Like, well, Ned's declassified school survival guide? Yes,
You see in the story, I want to say when I remember reading this, or it being, you know, making the rounds, Greg, the oldest son, actually was hooking up with the mom.
Marcia?
Florence Henderson.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, on here it said Marcia and Greg.
Well, Marcia, yeah. Marcia and Greg.
Marcia.
Yeah, but there was a story, and I know our texters will back me up on this if it's true. Greg and the mom in the show. Florence Henderson.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm really curious to see how many times this happened throughout shows and stuff, because it was a rumor. I don't even know if this was true, but it's a show called My Wife and Kids with Damon Wayans. And it was rumors that he was hooking up with the girl on the show who played his daughter, Claire.
I'm very uncomfortable with all of this.
Yeah.
uncomfortable.
So just imagine the Danny Tanner hooking up with.
Nope.
Oh, boy. Mm-mm.
Especially because Bob Saget, like, also you take the Danny Tanner, like, he also was not that guy at all.
Yeah.
Like, his comedy was very blue.
Yeah. So, just imagine him hooking up with DJ.
All right. All right.
My favorite part of this whole conversation.
I don't like any of this.
My favorite part of this whole conversation is Figgy going full on Jaqueline.
Marcia?
Marcia.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to be honest.
Ken peeled that one.
You know what that is? That's that moon water getting you.
The moon water.
Moon water's getting to you. You can't read right no more.
What it is, that's a BPS?
Yeah.
Because I did not watch the Brady Bunch at all.
Everybody watched the Brady Bunch, but that was full-on Key and Peele, substitute teacher.
Yeah. Hey, I got to be honest. My parents did not watch Brady Bunch, so I didn't watch Brady Bunch.
Yeah, I didn't watch Brady Bunch either. But I mean,
everybody's familiar.
I'm familiar with
the premise of it, but not like the characters and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so they were hooking up.
That is the ultimate takeaway. There's a lot of hookup conversation here in this particular edition of Figgy's Mixtape. But regardless, you get it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. Somebody said George Jefferson hooked up with Weezy. All right. Is this what we're doing now? Just television characters that were together? All right. And shout out to our guy Andy pointing out that Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson did indeed pass at the age of 82.
That's a tough one there.
So we're getting Beach Boys tomorrow. Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, we might. We might.
That's another reason to tune in to Figgy's Mixtape at the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something worthwhile that you want to throw in the mixtape, see if he puts it in and shouts you out. But coming up next, we get typically the time where you crosstalk with the fellas of the drive. We'll do that. But also, J.J. Watt actually spoke. Do you agree with him on this particular assertion about Derek Stingley? We'll talk about that more next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.